Paragraph Chav Beis. Vosiso chag shavuois misas nidvas yodcha. The pasuk in Chumash Dvorim, I believe at the end of Parshas Rei, speaks about the holidays. You will celebrate Shavuos, Misas Nidvas Yodcha, which is one of the times when you donate with your hands, generous donations. Bechinas Tzedakah. Here again, the connection between Kabbalah Satoira, Shavuos, Matan Torah, with Tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is what generates that avir anach vazach, which is what enables the sounds of matan Torah to travel far, far. That's the real purpose of shavuos, that the words of Hashem, the diburim of emunah of the Torah, should reach everyone it needs to reach, even those who are far away, even that toiv, those sparks of kedusha and neshamos that are in the sitra achra, even the matan Torah should reach them also. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes from the Haggadah that we say on Pesach. Tzei ulamad ma bikesh lovon hu arami lasis le'Yaakov Avinu. Go out and study what Lovon the trickster wanted to do to Yaakov Avinu. Sheparoi lo gozer el haschorim. Paroi only issued a decree to murder the male children. V'lovon bikesh lakor hakol. Lovon wanted to destroy everything, male, female. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Paroi b'chinas memtes shari tuma kenegezeh soifrim memtes himei asfira. Paroi corresponds to the 49 levels of tuma that Paroi caused the Jews to fall into during the time that they were in his care, under his care in Mitzrayim, corresponding to which we count the 49 days of the Omer. V'lovon b'chinas haklipo shekeneged loiven ho'elyoin, whereas Lovon represents the 50th level, b'chinas shar hachamishim. Lovon represents the 50th level. He represents, Lovon means whiteness, the heavenly, he is the opposite of the heavenly whiteness, which is one of the names associated with that 50th level. Shelaramausai v'shikrusai kimat ein kates, where his falseness and his lies and his trickery is almost infinite. It's almost boundless. Bechinas v'tachlev es maskurti aseres moinim kanal. As Yaakov Avinu said to him, you tricked me, you changed my salary 10 times over, 100 times. Every time you changed it, you tried to trick me out of my salary. V'alkein b'shvuos shu yoyim ha'chamishim b'china shar ha'chamishim nekdusha shemishom nimshach koyach lahachnia u'leshaber gam klipois u'shkorim elu kanal. This is why on the holiday of Shavuos, which is the 50th day, the corresponding to the 50th level of kedusha, from which we draw the power to defeat even the klipa of Lavan, the shar ha'chamishim of the sitra achra. Alkein oz huzman havoas bikurim. That's why we have this special, special mitzvah on Shavuos of bringing bikurim. Ki Shavuos nikra b'Torah yoyim habikurim. That's actually the title of this holiday in the Chumash, in Parshas Pinchas. Ki b'shas havoas habikurim mazkirin ma'isa Lovon. Because when a Jew brought bikurim, he would recite the story of Lovon. K'ma shekosu b'vidoi bikurim, as the Torah writes, in Chumash Dvorim, where it mentions the vidu, the words that a person speaks when he brings bikurim, it says over there, "V'yonisa v'omarta." When you bring your bikurim, you will speak up and you'll say, "Lifnei Hashem alakach," before Hashem, "Arami oyved avi," that dirty rat, Arami, that Lovon, wanted to destroy my daddy, wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu. Because it's on Shavuos, that 50th level, that's when we have the power to challenge Lovon, to defeat Lovon. That's why it says there, Paroi was a lower level. He only decreed against the males. Because as we learned earlier, within the 49 levels, There are limits to everything. There's limits to the sheker and everything. Avolovon bikesh lakor hakoil chas v'shom. Lovon wanted to destroy everything. Kishom kemat ein ketsu gvula ramosei v'shikrusoi. Because when you're dealing on the 50th level by Lovon, there it's almost unlimited. Avol bekoyach kabbalas haTorah b'shvuos. Shuyoim Achamishim, Machmim Avatlam Gamoisoi. However, with the power and the schus of Kabbalah Satoira, the Torah that we received on Shavuos, we have the ability even to subdue and eliminate even Lavan. Paragraph Chav Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas achilik shebein chayi lebehema. With this, we go back to our topic, our original topic, regarding the differences between a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, and a behema, domesticated animal. Shechaya chelbo mutor v'domoton kisui. When you're dealing with a chaya, there the chelev is permissible. The chelev of a chaya is kosher, but the blood, when you shech the chaya, you're mechuyev to cover its blood with dirt. V'habehema, whereas when we're dealing with a behema, an ox, one of those kind of sheep, chelbo osur, the chelev, that fat that's called chelev is forbidden, ve'ein domon ton kisui, and you do not have to cover the blood. V'haheker bein chay lebehema hu bekronois, kemavura b'shulchan orach hasimonim. And one of the ways that we differentiate between chay and behema is the horns, by the horns. As is brought in Yoredeus Simon Pei. Ki ikar kisui dam be'ofor hu al pianal. Because the main concept of covering the blood of the chaya with dirt is based on what we've just learned. Ki ikar horava tumo hu asheker. Vikra toy vagdusho hu emes. The main evil and impurity is falsehood. Sheker, lies. And the main goodness and holiness is truth. V'oitzim is gabrus ha-sheker machmashu harbe moed kemat bali gvul hu nichne v'nizbatel v'noifel ayidei zeh bi'atzmoy. And when the sheker, which is so plentiful, which is so big, there's so much of it, when it starts rearing its ugly head and trying to make a tsunami against the kedusha, against the toiv, then what happens is it destroys itself. It brings itself down. The more the sheker, we gave the example before of blowing up a balloon. You blow it, and you blow it more and more till it's full, fuller, fullest, bursts. And zero. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, Eis asher sholat to'odom bodom l'raloi daiko. That there are times when A is rising, becoming more and more powerful over B, so that A can really be destroyed totally. So that A can be destroyed totally. Ki kol ma she'asheker mezgaber b'yoyser ayidei ribui necholav armimusay b'li shir. The more that the sheker gets stronger with its trickery and its falseness and all kinds of different things, ayidei kol zeh nikar ho'emes b'soifoy. Eventually, in the end, that makes it easier to identify the truth, to differentiate between the sheker and emes. Ki soif kol soif, because in the end, mi shechofetz be'emes, a person who really wants the truth, roya ha'emes, daiko al yidei zeh, will see the truth through the hisgabrus ha'sheker. When they see the sheker becoming more and more powerful, it's going to become more and more obvious to them that that's sheker, that that is sheker. And the opposite of that is the truth. Kimavur mizek tzas leil, as we discussed this a little bit earlier in paragraph tezvov, v'yoyser mizek mavur ho'inyan lehechochom amev midaitoi, hechofeitz bemes lamitoi v'kanal. And more than what we wrote there will be clear to any real intelligent person who is looking for the real truth. V'zeh b'chinas kisui dam be'ofor. This is why we cover the blood with dirt. Ki hadam hu hanefesh v'hachius shebechai. Because the blood is the life of the living item. V'shom ikra achiza sora shu ruach habehemius. And that's also the main place where the evil, the ruach habehemius, latches onto, is the blood. Utsrichen levaroi canal, lohidiala hatoivis malosoi, kde shiale hatoiv meara. We need to purify it. We need to refine it in order to be able to enlighten the good that's found there regarding its goodness, so that it should separate from the evil. Dahainu sheyizbarer v'yizgaleh ho emes me'asheker shu ikar biratov, meaning to refine and to select out, to extract and remove the truth from among the falsehood, which is the main birur of goodness. V'alkein mechasen hatoiv hadam be'ofer. This is why we cover the blood with dirt. Ki ofor hu bechinas hascholov hasoiv shel kol dover. Because dirt is actually the beginning and the end of everything. Ki hakoil hoyom in ofor v'hakoil shov el ofor. As the pasuk says in Koheles, everything originates from the ground, from dirt, and everything will eventually return to dirt. And therefore, in the beginning and at the end, it's all oneness. Because everything that exists in this world, even though they differ from each other in how they look, or how they taste, or how they smell, or how their form, how their shape, still, in the beginning, everything in this world, in its source, way, way, way in the beginning, or at its end, it's all oneness. It's all part of Achdus. Exactly. Kimavoyer b'sefer ho alav b'ezechodosh. As Rabbein Zal explains in Sefer Hamidos, Ba'ois Das Simen Aleph. In the paragraph of Das, chapter paragraph 1 there, Mavoyer Sham, Rabbein Zal explains over there, Ki bereish yisu betachlis heim ba'achdus b'li hevdol. In their beginning and at their end, it's all oneness. U'kemoy sheim b'sharosh ha'melion b'ruchnius, just like they are at their source, in heaven, in spirit, in ruchnius form. There, it's all one. There's no differentiation. There's no black and white. There's no red and blue. There's no hot and cold. It's all oneness. Shebereishis hishtal shlusim shel kol advarim yishrosh me'elyon shinim shom hisham u'betachlis u'achroin shetzrichim kulam lachzor le'kol elshom sheshom kulam be'achdus echod b'li hevdel. In their point of origin, and eventually in the end, when Mashiach's going to come, it's all going to be one. Kain bora Hashem yizborach dugmosoi boilam hazeh begashmius. So too, Hashem created something similar to this in the physical world that we live in, v'hu he'ofor hagashmi hazeh, which is dirt, dust. Shehu tachlis hagashmius. It's the essence, it's the epitome of gashmius, mikol ha'netzolem v'nevroem v'netzolem v'nasem shevoilam, out of everything that Hashem created in this world. It's the end, you know, the bottom item of what Hashem created in this world. And we're told that the end is tied into the beginning. The end and beginning are very much connected to each other. Haynu kemoy shebetchilas hamachshava shuas cholav asher shetachlus lasoif shel kol advarim. Just like in the beginning of Machshava, which is the beginning and the tachlis and the end of everything, Sheshom hakoil ba'achdus b'li hevdol hanal, there everything is oneness, kaviyochel, in Hashem's Machshava, when Hashem thought to create everything. Within Machshava, it was all oneness. Kemoikein b'soif hamaisa shehu ofor, so too when it came to the final item, like the last, the lowest item in creation, which is ofor, shom horeshis v'hatachlis shel kol advorim. That's where everything begins from. That's where man was created from originally. And that's where it all ends. We say this is one of the most special tefillos that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is coming next week. We say, Adam yesoidoi me'ofor v'soifoi le'ofor. When the Chazan reminds all of us that all of us, our roots, our foundation is in dirt, and we're gonna end up in dirt. V'shom hakoil echod b'li hevdel, and there it's all one. There's no separation. There's no distinctions. Ki ha'ofor hu areishes v'atachlis shel kol hadvorim. Everything was created from dirt and returned to dirt. V'shom be'ha'ofor kol advorim ba'achdus b'li hevdel. And there within the ofor, it's all one. No separation, no distinctions. Ki be'ha'ofor bi'atzmoi ein bo'i shum shinui. Because within the ofor, it's all one. Ki ha'ofor yesh lo'i dmus acher v'tam acher b'mokim zeh u'b'mokim zeh. Because on one hand, the dirt looks different. It looks a little different in one country, in one city, than another city, in one place, another place. And it even tastes different. I remember they had a write-up in the newspapers maybe 10, 20 years ago about people who were eating dirt. And they were discussing, is it healthy or not? All the different angles, you know, the different analysis of it. So Rav Nosson Zal says it looks different and it tastes different from place to place. V'af al pi kein, tzoimchem imenu dvorim mishunem b'li shir. I'm sorry. Ki ha'ofor yesh loy dmus achas v'tam echod b'mokim zeh or b'mokim zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says sometimes you'll have dirt that looks exactly the same over there. You have a field, a big field, and you look at the dirt, you know, on the north side of the field, and it looks this way. You go to the south, a mile away, and the dirt looks exactly the same. And despite that, you have corn growing over there and cabbage growing over here. You have totally different things coming out of that dirt, you know. Peiros mi peiros shoynes, all kinds of different vegetables and fruits. V'chol minei matches, different types of metals. V'chol minei balei chai, and all kinds of living animals that are being nourished from it. U'bnei odom liminim, and human beings. Hakol hoyo min ha'ofor. All of it originates from the ofor. Nimtza, sheha'ofor hu oreishis v'atachlis shel kol advorim, sheshom hakol echad b'li hevdel. So ofor is the beginning and the end of everything. There it's all oneness, no distinctions. V'al kein mibchinas ofor, mishom ikra chizas hasheker. U'mishom ikra hachnosoi bituloi. And this is why also the main place that sheker tries to latch on to, tries to draw from, is the ofor. And at the same time, from where we defeat the sheker is also from the ofor. Everything originated from ofor and everything is returning to ofor. Shegam hora v'atuma shehu hasheker hakoil hoyo min ofor v'akoil shovel ofor. Shom muchroch lechalois zuamosoi. Even all the sheker, it all ends up in the dirt, and there all of its filth, all of its impurity has to come to an end, and it reverts back to its origin, to its first origin, shehu ho'emes, which is the truth. Kigam ha'sheker achizosoy me ho'emes. Because even the sheker, its point of origin is from the emes. Kikol sheker shein bo emes hein miskayim. As we learned earlier, any sheker that doesn't have some emes to it can't have a kiyum, can't stand up, can't last.